It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We are on Lonzo Ball Watch, and we have some more bad news. According to Shams, Lonzo Ball will undergo a third surgery on his left knee. That will get him to miss completely all of next year, putting his entire career into doubt. I don't even know what to say, man. I don't know who these people are working on Lonzo, but the first initial injury was a simple meniscus tear, and now we've got a guy who might miss the rest of his career. He's on his third surgery. What is that going to do? I do not want to face a reality where Lonzo Ball never plays in the NBA again. But that's what it is. So we'll move on. Jovan Buha just dropped a bomb also about the Lakers' future plans. That coincides with the Lakers and D'Angelo Russell back in the fold. He wants to get another contract. He wants to go back to the purple and gold. And the Lakers are interested. Makes sense. So from what Jovan Buhan has been told by his sources around the organization, he says this. They want to run this situation, this current roster, back. It's looked good so far. They've won a ton of games. They've done a lot of winning without LeBron. And from what I've been told, they are not going to be pursuing Kyrie Irving in the offseason. The Kyrie Irving ship, I think, has sailed. What? That leaves Kyrie with just one option. The Mavs. And we are going to have to see how that plays out with Dallas. Good thing Luka likes playing with them. And as for the Lakers, I kind of like this for them. I like this team. This team's fun. This is the most fun version of the Lakers I've seen in a long time. Likeable, too. I pretty much like everybody on this team. This is a much better team than they were in the bubble when they won the title. If they had a little bit more depth. Dare I say the Lakers could be back? I hope not. All right, moving on to this quick contract update. Another alert came from Wojnarowski. This is the bomb. This is the sound of the Woj bomb. The Atlanta Hawks have locked down Bogdan Bogdanović. 4 years, $68 million contract. Man, that stings considering that Bojan signed a 4-year, $73 million contract, and I think he's older. Not only are they not related, but now Bogdan has to go through life knowing he's the second highest played B Bogdanović in the NBA. I like him. Quinn Snyder must like him. That makes sense. He loved Bojan when he played for Utah. He had Joe Ingles, who is a slower version of Bogdan, but now he's also had Bojan Bogdanović too. So now we have to wait until Quinn Snyder's master plan continues to reveal itself. I do not think Trae Young is back next year. Shocker, I guess. There's another all-star bitching about the MVP award. And it's not Joel Embiid. Only this time, it is Giannis. Giannis? Yes. That's how you know things are getting out of pocket, because Giannis is speaking and is mad. Here's what he said. The thing that I don't get about the MVP criteria is that it changes. Like, I believe and I know that people are dominating. So what is the MVP? Is it the guy that scores the most points? Is it the guy that's the most efficient? Is it the guy that's the most dominant? Is it the guy who's the most valuable? Sometimes the best player isn't even the most valuable on the team. Like, I think that Brooke Lopez is a really valuable player for our team. Like, the MVP criteria just fucking, sorry for my language, it just changes. Giannis can't even cuss without saying, hey, sorry. As I said again, I can't control that. I can only control how I prepare for the game and try to be ready for the game. That's what it takes. Do you know what it takes for Giannis to drop an F-bomb and then apologize? What it takes for everyone to debate whether Jokic or Embiid is the MVP while Giannis drops 40 and 18 every damn night and nobody says a freaking peep and he's already won it twice? Why? He's like, yo, I just dropped 45 points on the Kings. What the fuck do I have to do in order for you guys to start saying my name again? He could score 50 every night if he wanted. It's very clear that he's the most unstoppable player in the NBA. And he can't even get into the conversation because of this little pissing match between Embiid and Jokic. They haven't even gone to a finals combined. And Giannis has already won a title. What are we doing? Go off, Giannis. Tell him what's good. You could give out Giannis the MVP every year and nobody would complain. That's how dominant he is. Times are changing. Bob Dylan sang that ages ago, and you know Adam Silver has that loaded up on repeat on his, Microsoft Zune? That's probably what he uses. Because it was announced today that Silver and the league are looking to triple its current revenue from TV deals. You know what happened, right? Adam Silver saw three numbers and went from 6 to 12 in about a hundredth of a second. Here's those numbers. 514, 394, and 279. Those numbers are the gross revenue numbers of Amazon, Apple, and Google in 2022 in the tune of billions. That's a total of $1.19 trillion. Wow. That's how much money they have. Wow. Put it this way. Amazon, Apple, Google, if they merged, they'd have more gross revenue than all but 14 countries on Earth. The country of Google, Apple, Amazon, GDP would put them as the 15th richest country on Earth, ahead of Mexico, Saudi Arabia, and Holland. That's how much these fools make. So he saw a peek at them and was like, oh yeah, we're going to need to soak them dry. We're going to need to charge them extra. They've got plenty. According to the Sports Business Journal, the NBA has high hopes for squeezing more money out of media outlets in negotiations because Amazon and Google told the league of their interest in streaming the games. Listen, as someone who makes money off the teat of rights deals, Don't hate it. Don't hate it at all. Guess what? If TV revenue triples, now you're going to get salary caps in the $300 million range, which means that we are going to get a player that makes $100 million a year. And that also means talking heads are going to get paid more too, bitch. All right, let's move on. Finally, Bronny James. Bronny James, the decision. It's time for the Bronny James TV, radio, Twitter announcement. Where will Bronny James play basketball next year? He's getting advice from his uncle, Uncle Kevin. Kevin Durant. Durant had this to say about college ball. There's still some amazing talent in college now with so many different routes, the OTEs, going overseas, guys going to Australia. All that stuff is cool. But still going to college, I feel like that's a great route because it's still on that big stage. You get to show who you are on the big stage. And the tournament, NCAA tournament, still a huge thing. I would love to see Bronny in college instead of going another route. Also, he better not go to Ohio State. They didn't even make the tournament this year. And I don't think Bronny James is elevating them to some sort of March Madness pursuit. But preach on, Katie. College is, I think, the 100% the best route for Bronny. Did you see what happened to Scoot? Scoot is now on ice because he stinks against grown men. You go against college students, Bronny. If it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it's an Oregon duck. Quack, quack. Bronny James going to go to Oregon. That's my prediction. That's all the time that we have for this episode of The Heat Check. Check back Monday for an all-new episode, which drops Tuesday. Do not forget to watch that feed. We've got interviews. We've got past episodes that drop unexpectedly throughout the week. And please follow us on social. Download, subscribe. Please tell your friends. This Heat Check on TikTok. Trista Crick on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Because The Heat Check never sleeps. And sometimes I drop videos that people don't like. And you know what? I don't care. We'll see you next time, guys.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.